all our days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way to strike them down, to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't.
Quickly, and then to the phones. I posited in the first hour, so we're in throes of color revolution. It is a Marxist-Leninist color revolution, you know, non-violent, so-called, ostensibly. But what comes after it? It's important to understand where this is headed. It's interesting, you know, I was just thinking during the break quickly, Smelly Butler's War is a Racket, you know, Edward Bernays. You can go read about the United Fruit Company in Guatemala situation as an example. Bernays hired to propagandize the American public. Again, if we're not powerful, then why this overwhelming effort in psychological warfare? It's what it really is, propaganda. And, you know, trying to get the majority of the American people on board with this effort that really had nothing to do with anything other than a very, very small interest of folks. So, you know, you read about that. You read about Smedley Butler's testimony. Again, you know, speaking of how these groups cooperate, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, for example, and why they're funded by the same folks, and how I still like John Spivak's Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy testimony that the Dickstein Committee suppressed, published back in that article series back in 1935. And he explained, you know, I always come back to that thing where paragraph where he said it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. The anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages. Nevertheless, this article and succeeding ones will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of hate the Jew propaganda. Why? And he goes on to explain why and how. And so that, I think, brings us back to, you know, Black Lives Matter helping to funnel money to the financial surrogate Act Blue, which in turn is funneling to Bernie 2020, Biden for president, Elizabeth Warren Presidential Exploratory Committee, Pete for America, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Amy for America, Friends of Andrew Yang, Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Democratic National Committee, Amy McGrath for Senate. What do any of these people have to do with Black Lives Matter? Those are the top 10 recipients of funds that are funneled through Black Lives Matter to Act Blue. What do any of those folks have to do with Black Lives Matter? Please tell me. Directly. How do they improve the quality of Black lives? How do they address the issue of systemic racism, which doesn't exist in the fashion that any of these people are purporting? Certainly not in today's America. you know, this nonsense about, you know, people like Van Jones saying that people, you know, white people in America or white people in general have a virus, you know, of racism. I mean, it's so just preposterous. These people should be laughed off the air in disgrace forever. And all of these politicians that are in the pocket, these sycophant weakling politicians that have proven that they are unfit for office, should be removed immediately. We should be recalling. There should be a nationwide effort to recall these folks before there's nothing left but a pile of embers and rubble. Because that's where these people are headed. They don't have any answers for anything. They're just a destructive force in the employ of Serta Popovic, in the interview that I mentioned yesterday, talked about, you know, the efforts of the open society. Ding. Wow. Have you been chatting with George Soros? Interesting. A guy who's been kicked out of his own country? His Open Society Foundation network, the Hydra, the tentacles, the octopus. Why would Soros Native Hungary say, you know what, we don't want your money, we don't want your ideas, we don't want any of that? That should tell us in America something. These foundations should be immediately dissolved, and all of the resources returned to the American people, United States Treasury. It should not be captive to the Federal Reserve forces. So what's coming next? I want to get to that. If we don't get out in front of this, what will happen? Where will this lead? Formal adoption of something, the absolute entrenchment of something. It doesn't end there. So just a final note on Smedley Butler. You know, obviously, James Corbett did his piece earlier this year, Who is Smedley Butler? Questions for Corbett, number 052. That was January 22nd. He published that. You can go watch that. And he mentions in that the plot to seize the White House by Jules Archer, which was published back in 1973. Same timeline. It's all, you know, the discussion all runs together. When I think Jules Archer, I think of Michael Collins Piper. It's just a little aside. But you know, we are in the grip of the Marxist struggle, and we can do things. We can stand together as Americans. We can tell the truth. We can say no. We can be steadfast and resolute, standing in the truth. And hopefully when converts, you know, after all, you know, again, speaking of Miyamoto Musashi's point about the pen and the sword, it is an ideological battle. The problem is, like Yuri Bezmenov said, the people who get swept up in the throes of the Marxist-Leninist coup won't realize what they're doing until they get a swift kick in the bottom. And I think it was, who was it? Patrick Wood, I think, who said recently that they don't realize that they're the first to go when the new regime comes in. And that's where we're headed. What comes after the Marxist-Leninist coup? Because these people don't have answers. Listen to Serta Popovic. They're just a destructive force. But the folks funding those efforts are the ones you got to really watch out for, who are trying to use this Marxist-Leninist force to destroy America so that they can bring in what? We'll get back to that. First, to the phones. Richard in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, you want the template of what the future holds? 1984, George Orwell, I think, gave us a pretty clear template. And one of the aspects of that thing was newspeak. Everything is the exact opposite of what it means to us originally. And there was, I think it was some FBI director that said that that's what they're doing, is they're reversing the meaning of all words. That was his FBI's goal or whatever. I don't know who that was, but essentially that 1984 perspective has been brought up to date. And how they're doing it is social engineering, silent weapons for quiet wars. They've been doing it since 1954. We're well into the program. So everything from their perspective, I think, is working very well. But my real point is the foundation of all this is usury. Christianity was founded with the economic perspective of no usury. We now have huge sized usury, I guess is the best way to put it, a very usurious system, except for the bankers. They don't have usury on their own dealings. So basically they're bringing the whole economic system, the fractional reserve system, to a very huge turning point, I guess you'd call it, based on the fact that they based everything, and that's where all this money is coming from that you were talking about, going to these people that have nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. But you have to have growth. To keep the fractional reserve system going and to create debt, you have to have growth. So you keep spreading this usurious money around, and they own everything because of usury. I mean, they've created a system where the money just keeps flowing.
Yeah, like Tucker Carlson was saying in last night's broadcast, you know, why don't we end all of these payday loan places, which you find, I mean, when I think of the payday loan scheme, I think of, you know, these efforts we hear, these humanitarian efforts in India to help give people clean water. Only they're doing it like a payday loan scheme, and people are literally committing suicide because they get into perpetual debt servitude just to buy clean water. And so these same so-called, you know, underprivileged neighborhoods that we're trying to help, we have all of these predatory loan operations. I was encouraged recently to watch Ready Player One. I finally watched it yesterday. And what do they call it? The loyalty, whatever centers, same kind of thing. I mean, this is an age-old concept that bad guys use to enslave and entrap people. And usually it's, you know, you get these hapless, half-witted folks, under-informed folks, caught up in the schemes allegedly to help people and victimize them in the fashion that you're talking about, in a variety of ways, obviously.
Well, that's it. Catherine Austin Fritz points it out. You know, this is fraudulent inducement. They induce us with fraud, which should negate everything, but we take it as the true background of what we're doing, and we're caught up in it. And that's the point. We're caught in this, and Smedley Butler the same way. He brought in a usurious system as part of the economic provision that you've pointed out with all these other scams also, and that's what keeps it all going. They keep getting money, even though it's not worth anything. To them, it's power, and it's built on the fractional reserve usury system that creates it and keeps it going.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if, you know, you want to do a great show, you know, get into the background of exactly how this usurious system is essentially prevented not allowed in the Bible, and how the Jewish system or the Zionist system essentially follows that trend, and that's how they are so productive.
Well, everyone is supposed to play their part on the great stage in the theater.
Well, I look at it as corporate feudalism. I mean, basically, there's slaves, us slaves. There's the vassals, and those are the people you're talking about that are getting all the money for whatever, the politicians, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's the behind-the-scenes rulers, kings, whatever you want to call the people that go unnamed, but make all the moves. And when you look at it that way, the system, you know, continues to operate in a fine fashion while we sink deeper and deeper into the quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, I hope you do. Have you ever heard of the book Ubuntu? by Michael Kellinger.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would be a great guest or just a discussion of that book. I mean, the subtitle is Exposing the Global Banking Fraud. And you read that book and you realize just how big a barrel they've got us over.
Mm-hmm. And there are many others, you know, They Own It All, Including You, is another one I think that's good, that's obviously been widely discussed on this network. And then, you know, G. Edward Griffin's Creature from Jekyll Island, which Eustace Mullins basically said was a plagiarism of his work, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, or borrowed heavily, shall we say. Anyway, there are numerous works that people could study, and there are some great documentaries too that have been done over the years, many of them I would say all but forgotten these days. And you know, while we're on
Money
the subject,
Masters
just,
with
mm-hmm, yep,
whoever,
yeah, and you know, for that matter, Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism was another one that did a great job. I mean, Aaron sitting down with what's his name, former IRS commissioner, basically, you know, getting him to admit what a fraud, what a scheme it is. And, you know, just last point, for those who don't know, go to stlouisfed.org, see for yourself in plain English, who owns the Federal Reserve Banks. The first sentence, the Federal Reserve Banks, this is the Federal Reserve itself. The Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. That's the first sentence. The Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government. And the word not is italicized, as in to draw particular attention to the word not. The Federal Reserve Banks are not a part of the federal government.
Well, the classic line is follow the money. And if you follow that, you see where we got to the position we're into. And like I said, the template, I think, is 1984 as to where we're going from their perspective. Unless, as you point out, we actually get together and prevent a front that mm-hmm. Acknowledges what's happening and fights to the death, I guess you'd have to say, allowing that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Richard. Much appreciated. So, quickly on what we can do. We can stand together. It's difficult not to get swept up. This is why Marxism is so effective. You know, again, speaking of Pike's letter to Mazzini, and particularly the Third World War, August 15, 1871, Albert Pike's letter, the sovereign grand commander of the Scottish Rite, blah, 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 who like Saul Alinsky, worship Lucifer, to the first radical. Anyway, who does that? Who dedicates their book to Lucifer? Saul Alinsky. Who worships someone who dedicates their book to Hillary Clinton? So I guess it's no surprise that she is proud to receive the Margaret Sanger Award. I really don't understand. I get as outraged as Glenn Beck expressed in that clip that we played earlier when I think of the audacity. Even Tucker Carlson mentioned, how did he phrase that? Maybe we can find that. You know, the audacity of a group like Planned Parenthood to even exist. And the length that people go to try to defend this thing. Well, it's about women's health. Baloney. Never been about that. But stop being fooled and conned and go do a little bit of homework. It absolutely has never been about women's health. As Ben Carson pointed out, there are lots of other places and ways that if that is an issue, it can be addressed. I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Let me try one more time. What we can do and what we should be doing, and I've always stopped short of saying those kinds of things, but these are interesting times, to be sure, and I think we all should be doing whatever we feel compelled to do, not getting sucked into the Marxist rhetoric. And again, that's difficult because, you know, Speaking of Pike's letter to Mazzini, particularly the Third World War outlined, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. People have no idea. No idea. Marxist, Leninist, you know, struggle and the, you know, rules for radicals. Radicals, is that a good thing? It's a destabilizing force in a society. And as Mike Huckabee observed, the ruling class is the spark, the underclass is the fuel, a strong middle class is the firewall. We've been losing the middle class. It's been whittled away in recent decades, particularly in the fashion that Richard and I were just discussing, that Richard brought up in particular. And, you know, as Huckabee said, people aren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. Largely, I would say, as I've been saying for a long time, functionally illiterate. Most of America is functionally illiterate. As George Carlin quipped, you know, dumb enough not to ask any questions, just smart enough to run the machines. And we don't even, you know, they don't even want that now, which is a hint at where we're headed, what comes next after the Marxist-Leninist coup. And the last thing I would say about that is what we can do about it. I have two thoughts in particular on that, or resources I would direct your attention to. Maybe you can watch YouTube videos, because that's the thing now. That's how we apparently get our information and learn. So we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists and provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. And then what happens? Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Is any of this ringing a bell now? Against the world minority of revolutionaries. Did you hear any of the language that I was just referring to from these documents? Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Gene Sharp's The Politics of Nonviolent Action, Weather Underground, Prairie Fire, The Politics of Revolutionary Anti-Imperialism. Serda Popovic's Blueprint for Revolution. A lot of other folks have written, you know, these revolutionary kinds of books, you know, including what folks refer to as right-wing people. You know, neocons and neo-libs are writing revolutionary books these days too. So, but, you know, continuing with the letter, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, et cetera, et cetera. What comes next? There is a something next. There's an intermediary something next, which leads to the bigger something next, because the same forces funding all of this are also the same forces who have sort of been enabled to have the kind of power and influence that they have by, you know, what I would call the shiny, flashy, fallen one. When I was having a conversation with a friend about Ready Player One, he said, I remember, you know, how you feel about the word avatar, which by definition means the shiny, flashy, fallen one, essentially. And so, yeah, you know, it's interesting. So, I digress. There are things that we can do that I think we should do as Americans. You know, again, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. Virtue, morality, and religion is always in fashion, always in vogue. It should be. As an American, you know, what does it mean to be American? Can you imagine if you could just say, to sum it up in three words, virtue, morality, and religion, in the foundational orthodoxy of the concept? Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back.
What can we do? What can we do? What can be done? Well, we are, as Americans, we're far more powerful and influential, even as individuals, than we're led to believe, which is why there's this overwhelming effort to tell us what to believe. And, you know, again, George Carlin, I think, was very articulate among a few others, but I think Carlin in particular, you know. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in it. It's the same club they use to beat you over the head all day, telling you what to think, what to believe. That stuff. Anyway. So what is coming next? It's interesting, you know, World Revolutionary Movement, the Marxist-Leninist, and again, the Leninist contingent in particular, because you must come to power at all costs, comrades. But then see, the problem with the Marxist-Leninist crew is they destroy everything around them in nihilistic fashion, like a bunch of petulant children. It doesn't have to make sense, and indeed it never does. And like Yuri Bezmenov said, they won't realize what they've done until they get a swift kick in the bottom. What's his name? I can't remember. Really graceful. She pointed it out. Which video was that? What's his name? Among others. The insanity. You know, you see it in those kinds of things. Was it Ki Bono who benefits? Possibly, I want to say. Was it the other one? Maybe it wasn't that one, was it? No. Or was it Are You Not Entertained? Could be that one. She did mention Yuri Bezmenov in that one. The insanity. I think that was the video where she mentioned who is the sports figure that tweeted burn it all down. And then yeah. I think it was Are You Not Entertained? Chris Martin Palmer, that's who. Burn it all down, and then he tweets shortly thereafter, they just attacked our sister community down the street. It's a gated community. Oh, the Brazilianized enclaves are being attacked. I see. It's a gated community, and they tried to climb the gates. They had to beat them back. Then they destroyed a Starbucks. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do? No Starbucks? And are now in front of my building. Get these animals out of here. Get them out of my neighborhood. Go back where you live. Go destroy your own neighborhood. Go burn that down. Burn it all down, Chris Martin Palmer says. Idiots. Useful idiots. Did Palmer contribute to the get out of jail free fund? The Antifa get out of jail free fund? Probably. So you see the absurdity and the insanity in these kinds of messages. You know, Chris Martin Palmer's tweet is, you know, the juxtaposition of burn it all down. Wait, they're in my neighborhood. Don't. Get these animals out of my neighborhood. Hurry, go back and burn down where you're from. It comes from somewhere and it leads to somewhere. So what can we do about it? Well, first, what comes after the Marxist-Leninist coup? I'll just throw these things out. You know, I need to come back to we can make different choices. Make good choices. But really, we can, and we are very powerful when we do that. If we insist on, you know, there was a time I remember, actually, I recall, when someone said made in China. They wouldn't stick stickers on things or Hecho en Mexico. No offense to the Chinese working class or the Mexican working class. No offense to those folks. There is, you know, let's not conflate terms. You know, as some folks have noted, the CCP is different than the working class folks. And even that is disingenuous because we see, you know, you could if you could draw strings from folks who are in politics and government and also those on the periphery in academia and think tanks and corporations, there is a coterie of folks who comprise what C. Wright Mills referred to as the power elite, who are sort of interspersed in all of those groups, and you can find them sort of lifted out of those various groups that are influential and sort of circulate the same information to propagandize the rest of us and to bring us along. But you can see them sort of lifted out of those organizations and groups and transposed over places like the World Economic Forum, for example, all gathered there. And some of them are interspersed in positions of power in China and Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. You can see that again. I mean, the Event 201 nonsense and shenanigans showed us that with the Chinese CDC director there. Which is an interesting thing. Anyway, a couple of videos that you should watch. One is, speaking of really graceful, her latest video, Defund the Popo, ? It's a humorous title, but it's a good video. That's a good one. But two that I would highly encourage you to watch, Amazing Polly's latest video, is it? Techno-fascist takeover, 6 videos to watch and share. See, this is what happens. Everything's long-form content. That's it. Techno-fascist takeover, 6 videos to watch and share. She, as the title implies, she looks at 6 videos. And she suggests that people watch them. The 6 are BG Puppet Shot by Willie G's Dystopian Future YouTube channel, The High Wire with Del Bigtree channel, and the video House Health and Insurance Hearing, particularly with Bobby Kennedy speaking, the situation that happened in Colorado trying to make vaccines mandatory. Technocracy News and Trends, Patrick Woods' YouTube channel, and the video titled The Strategy of Technocracy's Coup d'Etat. These are all within the last week or so, 2 weeks. The Solari Report, a couple of videos from the Solari Report, speaking of Catherine Austin Fitz. Richard was, he mentioned Catherine Austin Fitz. So one is titled Creation of a False Epidemic, Part 6 with John Rappaport, which is a great interview. And then the other from the Solari Report, The Injection Fraud with James Corbett. And last but not least is the video from Spiro Skouras, and that one is titled which one is that you can watch you can actually let me go back to where I was I apologize That one is titled The Great Reset Plan Revealed, How COVID Ushers in the New World Order. So to understand where the Marxist-Leninist, she actually, and let me see, the description of this video, Techno-Fascist Takeover, 6 videos to watch and share. In the description, Polly writes, I recommend 6 videos from several experts in their fields who all seem to be pointing to this in the same direction. They and I comment on the scamdemic, the proposed vaccines, the overthrow of our financial system, and the Marxist riots. This is, without a doubt, the attempted imposition of the techno-fascists' dream of digital gulag called the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And as she points out, these Marxist-Leninist insurgents are destroying the Third Industrial Revolution, which ironically brought them to this place. And again, that's what these people do. They destroy, as George Washington told us in his farewell address. He told us, destroying the very engines. How did he put it? Destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. That's how Washington put it. Man, these guys were brilliant. However, combinations or associations of the above description, he said in his farewell address, may now and then answer popular ends. We have to do this. It's an emergency. That's what they always say. Right? Crisis, crisis. Popovic did the same thing. Remember, I went through the series. I wrote the post on it. The opportunities of crisis. You can still find the rwr.com. The post is titled, where is that? Really? Opportunities of crisis, question mark. Going back to when this, you know, soundbite became a thing in America, it was actually John F. Kennedy's remarks at the convocation of the United Negro College Fund, which I think is particularly ironic when you think about how Black Lives Matter is being used as a, you know, itself as a surrogate for Marxist revolutionary forces, you know, human shields. But Kennedy said, when written in Chinese, the word crisis is composed of two characters. One represents danger and one represents opportunity. The danger signs are all around us, back in 1959. And then going through the various examples, Serta Popovic, in his recent interview, I mentioned, you know, last month, about 3 weeks ago, he was interviewed, and he kept saying the same thing. You know, in these crises, we have opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, George Washington said, however, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, particularly in moments of crisis, which are fomented. They are likely, Washington said, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people. Aren't we told that the power of the people is this thing? That's what Popovic is all about, people power, right? These very people will use these means. Anyway, in Washington's words, I shouldn't, you know, adulterate what he said. He said, however, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. That's precisely what's happening in America right now, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly as George Washington cautioned us back in 1796. So, you know, as my grandfather used to say, everything old is new again. So Pauly did a magnificent job of pointing to these six videos, you know, Cartoon Bill, Patrick Wood, technocratic coup taking place. She has these listed. And, you know, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Spiro Skouras talking about the World Economic Forum calling for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. When did that start? I think back in 2016. And some other interesting stuff. That is definitely something that people need to, I mean, that's just, to me, her video, her compilation, it's 29 minutes long. She plays some clips and then links to the other videos, encouraging folks to watch them. I would encourage that too, and sharing that far and wide. It was posted yesterday, her video, and it's already been viewed almost 94,000 times, which I think is great. Should be 94 million. And last but not least, the other thing I would encourage folks to watch and share. Speaking of Rex, you know, I mentioned Rex Tibber, Tiborosaurus Rex YouTube channel. He made a video last April, actually April 2019, titled Time of Trouble, How to Save America. And that is excellent. And many of us have been saying the same thing. It centers around, call to action centers around 2 Chronicles 7:14, I would say. And definitely, you know, everything on his channel is worth watching, but I would say that goes together with what we must do in America to save the Republic. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. You know, I mentioned Rex yesterday, Rex Tibber, to Brontosaurus Rex. He's done a lot of stuff recently as, again, to me, a sort of coal mine canary. For example, March 16th video, Final Warning to the United Sheep of America. That's one of the rated R videos. I wish we could play a minute or so of it even. That's a 25-minute video or so. And it's, you know, similar frustrations from a guy who has spent time in, you know, gained a, you know, a background of knowledge from a position of vast personal experience, but who has not been mind controlled by the gang that he joined, so to speak, or has not retained the Stockholm syndrome that they tried to instill in him, like, you know, happens to everyone who joins that gang that he talks about. But frustrated, you know, like he said, you know, this country, as a country as great as ours, founded on biblical principles, people who were raised with biblical principles and knew what was coming. That used to be what happened in America, despite the fact that, you know, maybe you don't subscribe to certain things or whatever. That was the basis. That was the foundation of America. It was the backbone of America. And like you said, you know, people who were raised with biblical principles and knew what was coming are still not prepared, still clueless, still procrastinate, spiritual, physically, all of the above. People who do not, they just don't understand where we're at and what's coming, because we've been lulled to sleep. Thought it was interesting when what's-his-name was released from Iran, allegedly, and came back. The first thing that he said, what did he say? I'm going to Disney World? I'm going to CIA headquarters? Is he going to go check in with CENTCOM? Or we've been lulled to sleep on bread and circuses, and we are not prepared to know oneself and to know one's enemy is required to be successful in any battle. And when you don't know yourself or your enemy, you are pretty much guaranteeing failure. So, final moments, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Pat.
Good show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you about Pastor Stephen Edward Broden, Be Like a Boy, R-O-D-E-N. He's been around for a long time as a leader, a Christian leader, and especially the Tea Party, the 9/12 meetings, you know. You know, Glenn Beck, he's with him. And he went to this Black Lives Matter, and he had signs that said, all lives matter. And he told them the statistics of the number of black babies aborted. Well, they weren't interested in that kind of stuff. So it just shows you right there, all black lives don't matter. Just stop. And he also had some, if you go look him up on Wikipedia, he ran for office over here against Eddie Maurice Johnson in Dallas. I sure wish he'd have won. I wish he'd keep on running. But yeah. Anyway, I know he's doing a good job. But he had a really good article on there about how they're trying to feminize the black men, turn them into homosexuals, and put them out front,
yep.
And be a leader that way.
We're out of time. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
The best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.